Cumulative Test, Units 1 to 5. I'm talking to Rachel Tress, author of the best-selling book What Might Have Been. Tell us more, Rachel.
Well, my book looks at how the world might have been today if history had worked out differently. We tend to think that great historical events are almost inevitable, but history is often a good deal more random than we imagine.
For example?
Well, in AD 9, three legions of the Roman army were ambushed in a battle in the Teutoburg forest by Germanic tribes. Had the Romans not made a tactical error and been defeated, they would probably have conquered northern Europe, perhaps staying for centuries. If that had happened, Saxon territory wouldn't have expanded, they wouldn't have colonized Britain, and we wouldn't be speaking English today. You see, history often hinges on mistakes and missed opportunities. Another example is Viking sailor Leif Erikson. In approximately 1000 AD, Erikson sailed west from Greenland and discovered a land which he called Vinland. But here's the essential point. Erikson only stayed for one summer in North America, then left.
What if he'd settled in North America around 500 years before other Europeans?
Exactly. The Vikings could have colonized the whole continent.
Another great example in your book is Zheng He.
Yes. Zheng He worked for the Chinese Ming Emperor, who ordered him to explore Asia and establish trade with foreign rulers. In 1405, he sailed out of the Yangtze River with a huge fleet of over 300 ships and around 28,000 men.
Isn't that an army?
Well, yes. But Zheng He generally had peaceful relations with other nations, and he respected their cultures and religions, unlike later European explorers. Zheng He's seven voyages took him to southern Asia, the Indian Ocean, Arabia, and down the coast of Africa. But after he died, there were no more Chinese voyages of exploration. What would the world be like today if the Chinese had gone further, around southern Africa and into the Atlantic?
Would many Africans today be speaking Chinese?
Perhaps. Far more importantly, maybe the brutal European colonization of Africa would never have happened.
Let's move on to a much later chapter in your book. Did a blue suit save the world? What's that about?
It's basically about why, in 1960, TV viewers felt that John F. Kennedy won a debate against Richard Nixon when both men were campaigning to be President of the United States. It wasn't about what the two men said. It was all about the clothes. Kennedy's blue suit looked cleaner and brighter than Nixon's grey clothes on the black and white TV sets of the time. It helped Kennedy to literally stand out in the debate. His popularity rose after that, and he went on to win the election.
But why did that matter then?
Well, never have we come so close to nuclear war as we did in October 1962 during the Cuban Missile Crisis. Many people believe that Kennedy's character, his calm diplomacy, saved us from going to war. Were it not for that blue suit, would we still be here?
That's incredible. Thank you, Rachel. Now, Rachel will soon have finished filming a documentary series based on her book, and we'll be reviewing that when it comes out. The series is also...